I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Atlanta Public Schools are open today. This after Friday's snow and ice caused power outages and slippery road conditions throughout the weekend. Last night, APS released a statement saying that all power has been restored to all of its buildings. DeKalb County Schools, they're also open today. Fulton County Schools are closed today, although employees are being asked to report to work. Marietta and Cobb County Schools are also closed today. Georgia Power reports that as of this morning, just over 4,700 customers remain without power. Georgia EMC says about 19,000 of its customers are without power. Friday's storms knocked out power to large swaths of homes west of I-75 in the North Georgia Mountains and in metro Atlanta. And officials say they are working to have all power restored. Election officials in Fulton and DeKalb counties have scheduled meetings today to certify their official vote tallies from last week's mayoral runoff election between Keisha Lance Bottoms and Mary Norwood. Bottoms finished over Norwood by a margin of 759 votes. If the official margin is less than 1% of the overall vote, Norwood can request a recount. She's expected to do that. Actress Jane Fonda used her 80th birthday celebration to raise over $1 million for her foundation. The two-time Oscar winner held an Eight Decades of Jane fundraiser in Atlanta over the weekend. The event recognized the Atlanta-based nonprofit that she created in 1995 called Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Power and Potential. The organization focuses on teen pregnancy prevention and adolescent health. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the New York Knicks last night by a final score of 111-107. The Hawks have only won 6 of their 26 games this season, making them the second-worst team in the NBA. Atlanta will travel to Cleveland to take on LeBron James and the Cavaliers tomorrow night. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.